Previously on All Things Considered.
Today, the trustees of those two programs confirmed that the bad economy is having a big effect.
Well, unless the Congress and the President do something about it, it means that Social Security would only be able to pay out about 75% of the currently promised.
Okay, not quite the same thing as you'd hear after previously on Grey's Anatomy or previously on 24. But reporter Nate DeMayo is going to take us through the pre-show recap now, not of our own program, but of those other ones. He'll explain why right now there are so many densely plotted, heavily serialized shows on television, shows that require the recap.
It didn't used to be like this. It used to be that the only time a story on TV got so complicated that you needed a refresher to help you out was for one of those very special two-part sitcom episodes.
The Brady Boys never thought their vacation in Hawaii would end up in an ancient burial cave. Then Greg is wearing the idol when he has a terrible wipeout while surfing.
But things have changed, and perhaps nothing embodies that change more than three simple words.
Previously on Lost.
It's funny, television business has changed dramatically in the last few years because serialized shows were dead for a long time.
Carlton Cuse is one of the executive producers of Lost. He says today's viewer has the tools to follow intricate plots that writers just couldn't pull off before. Things like DVRs and streaming video and DVD box sets. We are living in the golden age of the previously on. Shows like Grey's Anatomy and Gossip Girl and Big Love and Desperate Housewives all come with a pre-show primer. Q says that all of the subplots of backstories of subplots of tangents on TV these days can keep a network executive up at night, worried about losing overwhelmed viewers.
While most network executives would acknowledge that it's impossible to catch the audience up, they feel like they can't just abandon trying to do that. So they put the previously on, you know, just in some hope that if you just are watching on the network, you're going to be able to kind of follow along.
In the first couple of seasons of a serialized show, the previously on typically serves the new viewer, that person who's heard good things about a show but could use a scorecard to tell the players apart.
Previously on The West Wing.
My name is Sam Seaborn, and I'm the Deputy Communications Director.
Josh Lyman, Deputy Chief of Staff.
But by a show's third and fourth and fifth season, all pretense of catering to the lay viewer is set aside. Damon Lindelof is another executive producer on Lost.
At this point in the game, the previously on is just to satiate the sort of, oh yeah, contingent, so that when you're watching the show, you go, oh yeah, that's why Jack's so angry. Oh yeah, that's why Saeed has just melted out of the jungle with the gun.
Lindelof says he thinks of previously on Lost as the equivalent of his wife sitting down right before the show starts and asking him what he needs to know. He's only got 30 seconds to tell her. But you can say a lot in 30 seconds.
There's a scene where Faraday is explaining why he's going to try to change the time stream with the hydrogen bomb, and that was actually a 6.5 minute long scene. We can actually reduce it down to 2 lines. We can name that tune in 7 seconds.
And just how exactly do you plan on destroying this energy?
I'm going to detonate a hydrogen bomb.
That's all you need to know.
He says there are pitfalls to previously ons. If you're watching Lost or any other show with a recap, and suddenly there's a character you haven't seen in several episodes, you're just not going to be surprised when they show up in the middle of this episode. Jeff Alexander is the author of The TV Guide to Life. He says for the most part, that just adds to the pleasure of watching the show. It's a tease. But sometimes...
Previously on 24.
It's a spoiler.
The funny thing about 24 is they always have these sort of freeze frames introducing an individual character. Now, if it's a character who hasn't previously gotten one, like if it's a minor character like someone's boss or coworker, there's a pretty good sign that that person's going to die that episode.
Lost season finale airs tonight. The network has been hyping it as a special 3-hour season finale event. It's not. It's a 2-hour season finale. The first hour is a recap of what's happened this season. It's a giant previously on. For NPR News, I'm Nate DeMayo.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.